You're listening to another Vantage Point program today with George and Rita Gully.
I guess we've all heard these phrases, weighed in the balances and the writing on the wall. Well, we'd like to investigate exactly where these intriguing sayings came from and their underlying meaning.
The time, 539 BC. Belshazzar, the grandson of the mighty Nebuchadnezzar, was the king in residence. At the time, he's holding an extravagant banquet for 1,000 of his lords. Archaeology has since uncovered this great banqueting hall. The description of the event reveals it is a time of dissolute, unlicensed orgy and profanity.
Wine flowed freely, and it was then that Belshazzar called upon his servants to use the holy vessels used in the temple worship in Jerusalem, which they'd previously captured. It was not merely to drink from them, but to drunkenly worship false gods.
And so, with smug complacency, the king carried on his wild pagan feast, dismissing any thoughts of impending tragedy. Why should he worry? Babylon was impregnable. Its walls were approximately 27 metres thick and 110 metres high, and the river that ran through the centre of the city had great iron gates across it. No enemy could penetrate that fortress city.
But suddenly, a deathly hush settled over the entire drunken company, causing almost instant sobriety. There, above the throne where Belshazzar sat, the fingers of a hand appeared and began to slowly write, Mene, Mene, Tekel, Upharsin. Terror-stricken, Belshazzar physically quaked as he turned to watch this unearthly spectre of a disembodied hand. Then he shrieked for the college astrologers and magicians to be brought in to explain the meaning of this horrifying thing. But they were all baffled by the strange, unknown writing.
Then the queen reminded him about Daniel the prophet, who served under his grandfather. The king at once began to bribe the older man when he came into the king's presence. But Daniel's answer was straightforward. You may keep your gifts, O king. Nevertheless, I will tell you what this writing means. Daniel was well aware that arousing the king's displeasure could cost him his life, but he trusted himself to his creator. As he began the awful interpretation of the strange words imprinted deeply into the plaster of the wall.
Three charges were laid against the king. He had sinned through disobedience and pride. He defied God through desecrating the holy vessels, and he praised dumb idols instead of honouring God. The interpretation concluded with these rebuking words, God has numbered the days of your reign and brought it to an end. You have been weighed on the scales and found wanting. Your kingdom has been divided and given to the Medes and the Persians. That very night, history recalls, Belshazzar, king of the Babylonians, was slain, and Darius the Mede took over the kingdom.
This amazing example from history continues to be perpetuated by those unforgettable phrases. Maybe now that you have heard the background, the meaning is clearer. You are weighed in the balances and found wanting. God doesn't say he weighs the good things you have done. No, he weighs the real you as a person.
We'd all like to believe we measure up to God's standards, but the plain truth is that we don't. The Bible is unequivocal. It says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So we're all guilty sinners before God. But the good news is, there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Right now, God is reaching out in forgiveness to all who will turn to him. The Bible says, for God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
There will be a day of judgment. That's why every single one of us needs a Saviour now. Jesus. He paid the penalty when he died on that cross.
If you'd like to contact us, simply write to George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. I'll give you that address again. George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. And thank you for listening.